This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
How far can the federal government go to fight controversial social media posts on topics like COVID and election security? The Supreme Court is taking up that issue today. The AP's Jennifer King.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today between Republican-led states and the Biden administration over how far the federal government can go to combat controversial social media posts. Lower courts sided with the states in Surgeon General Murthy versus Missouri, but the Supreme Court blocked those rulings while it considers the issue. The states argue that federal officials leaned on social media platforms like Facebook and X to unconstitutionally squelch conservative points of view. Solicitor General Elizabeth Perlegar says states can't point to evidence that the government ever imposed any sanction when the platforms declined to moderate content that the government had flagged. Jennifer King, Washington.
A stark warning from the UN about Gaza.
The UN Food Agency says famine is imminent in northern Gaza, where over 200,000 people are believed to be experiencing catastrophic hunger. Well, the World Food Programme says a further escalation of the Israel-Hamas war, now in its sixth month, could push nearly half of Gaza's population to the brink of starvation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian election officials say President Putin has won a record number of votes in a re-election contest that the West slams as a farce. He'll be in office for six more years. The CEO of United Airlines wants to reassure travelers that the airline is safe, despite a series of recent incidents ranging from a panel falling off a plane to an engine fire. CEO Scott Kirby says this morning that United will review safety training for all employees. President Biden is signing an executive order today aimed at advancing the study of women's health. This is AP News. Now to gender-affirming care and the debate in one state.
Idaho lawmakers plan this week to vote on a bill that would ban the use of public funds for gender-affirming care. The legislation already has passed the state house and needs only to clear the majority Republican Senate before it would be sent to Governor Brad Little. The Republican governor has said repeatedly that he does not believe in using public funds for gender-affirming care. The bill's opponents say if passed, the bill would almost certainly lead to a lawsuit in federal court. Idaho already has been sued multiple times over attempts to deny gender-affirming care to transgender residents, and so far the state has not had much success in defending those lawsuits. I'm Donna Water.
South Sudan is expecting extreme heat for 2 weeks, 113 degrees Fahrenheit. It's closing schools. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.